Today is the 25th of November. Now, this is the beginning of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Now, these activities will begin from the 25th, which is today, November, until the 10th of December, which will be the Human Rights Day. And this is taking place under the 2020 global theme of Orange the World. That means fund, respond, prevent and collect. Now, to talk more about this particular day of 16 days of activism, I'm glad to tell you that the Deputy Special Representative of the Secretary General, Alain Nendohu, joins us online to tell us more about this particular 16 days of activism. Deputy Special Representative, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
Now, as partners for peace with people of South Sudan, what is your take on the increasing cases of gender-based violence?
Well, thank you. And as you say, today we mark the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and is also the beginning of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Let me start by just saying that gender-based violence is one of the most persistent, widespread and horrific human rights violations that we can actually witness. It's incredible that after so many years, we are still talking about gender-based violence in the way that represents a major problem that we have to deal with. There's no way that we can actually continue and move forward in the development of any nation in South Sudan, recovery of this country, if we don't have the contribution for more than half of the population, if we continue to have a situation where women disproportionately are affected by violence, especially gender-based violence, we won't be able to get this country out of the situation where it is and go into recovery. And gender-based violence specifically target the women because, as you all know, there is certain discriminatory social norm which promotes unequal gender relationship between men and women, and that have entrenched the vulnerability of the woman, especially the girl, and exposed them much more to gender-based violence going forward. What needs to happen is that the situation is such that if we don't all rise up, all our level, whether you are in school, whether in your workplace or in your church, and speak loudly against gender-based violence, we're not going to be able to really stop this phenomena. It's going to continue to affect our sisters, our mothers, and then going to really make sure that we don't have the ability to recover from the crisis.
And yes, gender-based violence, we know, is widespread all over the world, but particularly in South Sudan. Why are women and girls victims of gender-based violence?
As I have said earlier, this have to do with the social construct in many of our society, where we have certain hegemony that say that it is okay, quote-unquote, to do that, to assault women. And this need to change. It need to really get a lot of motivations and commitment from all of us, government, community leader, traditional authority, the chief, the CSO, to work together to address those negative cultural and social aspects by fostering a more positive cultural and behavioral change in our communities. If we have women and girls who have limited access to political participation, they have limited access to education, limited access to business opportunity, then they are not able to really contribute. So they need to really have access to political participation to be able to really affect the changes that the country needs to have to be able to put a stop to that.
And the theme for the 16 days of activism this year is Orange the World. Fund, respond, prevent, collect. What can the United Nations do to assist?
Well, let me start with this. The United Nations in South Sudan is fully engaged in supporting women's and women's rights. If I take, for example, the cooperation framework signed by the UN country team with the government, it does cover many different aspects. But one particular pillar that it covers is a pillar that deals with the whole question of how to make sure women get the power and the participation required for them to engage. So a whole pillar of the four-pillar engagement on the cooperation framework covers the issue related to women's participation. And that includes also a tremendous work that is being done now to support the gender-based violence, the fight against gender-based violence. Both the UN agencies and the UN missions are working flat out to make sure that we provide as much support as possible. But if I may, It's not just only going to be about what the UN is doing. It has to be what we are all doing collectively, whether you are UN, civil society, church leaders, and the government. And that's why the three-line motto for these days, which is invest, prevent, and respond, is really, really a compelling set of call for action. So if I say investment, for example, we have seen that there have been some support of funding for gender-based violence activities and gender-based violence programming, but much more resources needed forward to make sure that we spend also a lot of emphasis, put a lot of emphasis on preventing gender-based violence from happening in the first place, and to make sure the commitment, for example, that have been made earlier in other settings by the government, by the agencies, and by the NGOs are coming to fruition, so that we start to put real, real resources behind the whole topic of gender-based violence.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we speak, you didn't mention clearly it shouldn't be about what the United Nations can do, but on individual grounds, like on individual terms, like someone listening to us right now, as we commemorate or we start celebrating this, commemorate this particular day of the 16 days of activism, what can individuals do? What part can they play to ensure that we put a stop or an end to gender-based violence?
Let me just put it this way. First of all, we need to prevent more of this happening, because a lot of things happen is that people say, well, we need to do this program, we need to do this project to respond to gender-based violence. So first thing is to make sure we prevent. And to be able to prevent, as I said earlier, you need to really invest in preventive measures. But there's one particular thing that is also very important. We need to increase educations of men and boys around their responsibility in ending gender-based violence. It's not sufficient enough to set up the programming, but it's sufficient, it's important to make sure that we at the community level, whether we are in our church, whether we're in our thing, we understand what it means to actually have gender-based violence. Because where we are, it is so pervasive in South Sudan that I understand that the record that have been kept since the beginning of the year until now, more than 6,000 cases have been reported. But we also know, because of stigma, many, many more cases go unreported. And because it's widespread in the community, the educations of men and boys in the community need to start early, so people can understand that it is not okay to actually commit violence against women. And it's actually better for you not to have violence against women if you want to have your community thriving. Mm-hmm. The other part is also, if you take the responsibility of the government and policymaker, we need to put a very robust legal framework that also protects the survivor of gender-based violence. There is, apparently, at the moment, there is an anti-GBV bill that has been drafted, and we will really strongly encourage for that bill to be passed to Parliament, to be added to the arsenal of tools and mechanisms to serve to really respond to the gender-based violence. So when I say everybody needs to do their part, some part has to do with awareness raising and speaking loudly against it. So if you are a community leader or a chief or a county commissioner, you need to speak against it loudly so everybody can hear you, because your leadership will allow other people to follow your example in actually preventing gender-based violence from happening in the first place.
Yes, and Mr. Alain, as we speak right now about gender-based violence, more often people look at it as gender-based violence against women. And that proves from our conversation you've been saying that. But about gender-based violence against men sometimes happens and it's not really being reported as it is.
Yes, gender-based violence can happen against men and against boys as well. And so that's why the conversation needs to be completely widespread. So whether you are man, woman, you need to really speak the same language about gender-based violence. The reason that I focus the emphasis on educating our boys and our young men and our men is that in South Sudan, in many places, disproportionately heavily tilted toward the women's side, is the fact that they are the one that are the majority that are actually affected by gender-based violence. They are the ones that have been affected and abused for a long time, and that's why we need to speak loudly against that, recognizing that gender-based violence can go both ways. In this particular case, the one who suffered the most are the women, and that's why we need to speak strongly and make sure we educate the young men and boys about that going forward.
Yes, and just before I let you go, what will be your message to the people of South Sudan in light of all these challenges and all that we've seen on the causes of this gender-based violence on this particular day as we begin the 16 days of activism?
Well, the gender-based violence can only be tackled if it's on your agenda every day and as part of your work as humanitarian, recovery person, development person, a policy person. Put that in your agenda when you engage, when you are talking. GBV is widespread in South Sudan and it's part of the larger structural problem that is linked to gender role and violences in the country. Women and girls have been particularly affected, and even the COVID pandemic have made even more so because people were static in one area and that have increased the incidences of gender-based violence. What needs to be done now is that we need to really mobilize ourselves to make sure we prevent it by speaking loudly about it and making sure that we really raise awareness among the youth. And secondly, we need to really push to make sure that we have much more funding going into the program to respond to people who are victims, but also program to really spread the word and prevent it. Number third, we need to really pass whatever laws that need to be passed. And the law needs to be the law that protects the people, and the law that they also make sure that people have the space and the ability to engage politically as a woman so they can have a bigger impact onto the policies that are designed in the country that can also protect them going forward.
Deputy Special Representative, thank you so much for talking to us. We really do appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.